With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A federal judge presided over a hearing this week in Great Falls focused on a Trump administration request to dismiss a lawsuit from Native American tribes who want to block the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada to Nebraska. Jen Rowell is the founder and editor of The Electric in Great Falls, who covered Thursday's hearing, and she joins us now to share her reporting. Jen, welcome.
Hi, Edward. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with a little rundown of the Keystone XL saga that's got us to this point. So back in 2015, President Barack Obama rejected the pipeline. President Trump overturned that rejection just a few days after taking office, and a Montana judge, Jen, whom we'll talk about more in just a second, blocked the pipeline last fall on the grounds that more studies are needed. But Trump countered this spring with a new presidential permit for the pipeline, which brings us to this week. So broadly, Jen, what was Thursday's hearing about?
Sure. The federal government is asking the court to dismiss the case over this permit that the tribes are arguing violates treaties, environmental review rules, and that the president doesn't have the authority to issue such a permit since they argue it's a foreign commerce action.
Okay, so let's then talk about the cast of characters, maybe starting with the judge, Brian Morris. He's a district judge who, as we've mentioned, is no stranger to the Keystone, right?
Right. He's been involved in this case for a few years. Last fall, in November, he granted an injunction that prevented construction of the pipeline since he found the environmental study they used to issue that permit in 2017 had violated the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. He also ruled in 2017 against a government request to dismiss the tribe's lawsuit over executive authority.
All right. So then which tribes are involved in this case?
The Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota and the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre tribes of Fort Belknap here in Montana. They are arguing that the permit and the government actions are violating treaty obligations, and they're concerned about protecting their lands from potential damage from oil spills or pipeline ruptures and the construction overall.
Without maybe going too deep in the weeds, what can you tell us about these treaties and how the tribes argue they're directly connected to the proposed Keystone XL pipeline?
In their complaint, they are arguing that the pipeline would cross the U.S.-Canadian border in Phillips County here in Montana, which is less than 100 miles from the Fort Belknap headquarters, and the pipeline would then run through their sacred and historical sites and ancestral lands of the tribes. And they are arguing that under the treaty agreements, they have to be able to consent to anyone crossing through their lands or building projects like this, and that has not happened.
So then on the other side, who represented the Trump administration during Thursday's hearing?
They had Luther Hayek from the U.S. Department of Justice. They are arguing that the president has the authority to issue these permits for international border crossings, and they argue that it's a foreign relations matter versus foreign commerce, and that the president hasn't violated any statutes by doing that. And they're also arguing the border crossing permit is not an approval of the full pipeline project, and that the full project would be subject to further environmental review and approvals from state and local governments where it's crossing through.
Safe to assume the tribes do not agree with that.
Correct. They argue that this border crossing permit is essentially an approval of the larger project, since the pipeline wouldn't be able to be built without that border crossing. And they're taking steps now to prevent damage to their lands by the construction of the pipeline. And again, that the company and the government would need their approval to cross through their lands under the treaties.
What can you tell us about Judge Morris's disposition during Thursday's hearing? Was he, questioning one side more than another? Did he ask anything that you thought was particularly interesting?
One that I thought stood out, since the government is arguing essentially that this is just one permit for 1.2-mile section of the pipeline, he asked the government if they thought there was any concern that agencies would break big projects like this into small chunks in order to avoid legal challenges, since if they're just taking it piece by piece, there may not be the same level of scrutiny. But the government's attorneys didn't give a particularly direct answer to that question.
All right. So it sounds like overall, in short, there was no earth-shaking decision on the Keystone XL line out of Great Falls this week.
Right. Judge Morris didn't issue his order from the bench on the motion to dismiss, so we'll just kind of be waiting to see what he decides in that.
Yeah, waiting to see what he decides. What does come next? What's the plan here?
Yeah, they have a separate suit regarding the pipeline that will be in Morris's court again in Great Falls. And that hearing is scheduled for sometime in October.
Jen Rowell's work for her online publication, The Electric, can be found at theelectricgf.com. Jen Rowell, thank you very much for your time and sharing your reporting with us at Montana Public Radio.
You bet. Thank you.